This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from all the Disney theme parks around the world. Before we get to the news real quick, I want to mention again, today is the start of our 50-hour broadcast to benefit Toys for Tots. It's a great organization that makes sure that underprivileged kids get a toy this holiday season. And of course, Walt Disney and his early animators were big fans of this organization. In fact, so much so that they drew the first logo for Toys for Tots with Donald Duck on that, that train that everyone now knows as the Toys for Tots logo. So we're going to be on the air doing various different shows and all sorts of fun things for 50 hours starting tonight, Friday night, the 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern. It all begins with WDW News Tonight, which is hosting the Bob Chapek Farewell Celebration, which should be two unforgettable hours. There's a lot of great programming over 50 hours for you to watch. Please donate at toys.wdwnt.com. You could also donate by bidding on live auction items at auction.wdwnt.com. We hope you'll be a part of this incredible celebration. And here now the news for November 25th, 2022. Tron Light Cycle Run is reportedly gearing up for an April 2023 grand opening. The highly anticipated roller coaster will officially open during the first week of April, with previews for select groups such as cast members, pass holders, DVC, and more set to be held in March. The ride, a version of which is already operating at Shanghai Disneyland, is being constructed in Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom. Of course, the Walt Disney World Railroad and the Tomorrowland Light and Power Company, the Space Mountain Exit Shop, are both currently closed due to that construction. The ride was announced in 2017, I mean, kind of first on WDWNT.com and then by former Disney CEO Bob Chapek at the D23 Expo. And originally, it was projected to open for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World on October 1st, 2021. However, major delays, some due to the coronavirus and others, pushed back that opening to spring of 2023 is what they've officially announced. So again, first week of April, official grand opening, March for those previews. And if you can't wait till then, we do have a video of when we rode Tron Light Cycle Power Run at Shanghai Disneyland right here on our YouTube channel. The Magic Kingdom is now over 50 years old, and sometimes the restrooms in the park look it, if I'm being honest, even if they've been remodeled between 1971 and now. For every pristine new facility like Storybook Circus and the upcoming second level one at Tron Light Cycle Run, there's a set of toilets you'll likely want to avoid. But thankfully, Disney has been pretty good about fixing up some of the aging ones over the last decade. But now they're going to get to one of the neglected ones in the next couple weeks. In fact, in January at the Pinocchio Village Haas in Fantasyland. The idea is to remodel and expand these at the same time. The expansion will see the women's restroom go from 16 to 25 stalls, while the men's room will go from just 4 stalls to 9. The bathrooms will finally be themed as well, featuring wood-style trusses and ornate arches that will match the interior of the Village Haas next door. Both restrooms will add more sinks, most of which will be on new central islands in the middle of the room, and a pair of larger, fully accessible stalls will also be added as part of the modernization. The plastic folding baby change stations will be a thing of the past as well, with permanent counters installed to assist those needing to change an infant. Complimentary Safari Sack Ziploc bags are now available in the queue of the Jungle Cruise at the Magic Kingdom, so you keep your valuables safe during the water ride. You know, the water ride where you don't usually get wet. Quick story, though. I once got soaked on the Jungle Cruise, and no, it's not because the boat sank. The skipper forgot to slow down before the right in front of the elephant that sprays towards the boat, and the elephant was still spraying, and I was sitting in towards the front and right onto me. So it could happen. Doesn't usually, but it could. But the plastic bags are the perfect size to fit a phone. They're branded as Jungle Navigation Company Limited Safari Sack, now featuring the exclusive Skipper Zipper. I love these. The rest of the label reads, holds everything imaginable if you only imagine small things. Mostly backside of water resistant. Wild animal proof. And then there's an asterisk. Exceptions include baboons, butterflies, chimpanzees, cobras, crocodiles, elephants, giraffes, gorillas, hippos, hyenas, impalas, lions, piranhas, pythons, rhinos, tigers, toucans, vultures, water buffaloes, wildebeest, zebras, and others. By the way, in case you're wondering, that's a list of every animal on the Disneyland and Disney World versions of the Jungle Cruise. And there are boxes to write in your departure date and name if you'd like. Of course, Ziploc, that sponsorship was added to a trunk at the exit of the Jungle Cruise last year, and the Jungle Cruise underwent many changes in 2021, mostly aimed at addressing cultural sensitivity concerns. Ziploc used to sponsor Splash Mountain with themed plastic bags. Obviously, that sponsorship isn't over. So with Splash Mountain closing, they decided to move it to the Jungle Cruise instead. I'm glad this is still a thing. It's a cute little thing. It's free. It's themed. I know on the Jungle Cruise, it maybe doesn't make the most sense, but I assure you people drop their phones into that ride all the time. So maybe it kind of is. But either way, I think it's really cute and it's free and I like it. Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest restaurant in the Magic Kingdom are now serving cocktails with liquor for the first time. Magic Kingdom was a dry park for decades, but began serving beer and wine at table service restaurants when Be Our Guest opened in 2012. Some table service restaurants began serving cocktails with liquor in September of 2022. Alcohol is still not served in any quick service locations. These new cocktails are available, again, at both Royal Table during dinner and Be Our Guest restaurant during lunch and dinner. There's the French 75 for $14.50, which is forged gin, lemon juice, and pure cane sugar, topped with Charles de Fer Reserve Chardonnay, traditional Brut. And the Bloody Mary is $14.50. It's Tito's handmade vodka with Bloody Mary mix, garnished with cucumber, grape tomato, and green olive. And this cocktail is also available at Be Our Guest. The Boulevardier is $16.50. It's Knob Creek rye whiskey, Campari liqueur, and Martini and Rossi sweet vermouth, garnished with Luxardo cherries. You can support the entire team buying this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our Wigs members watching who make this show happen every week. And a quick plug for the Carousel of Products at carouselofproducts.com. They have a big Black Friday sale going on right now. You can save 25% off everything, including the shirt I'm wearing right now, the WDWNT button down. And then when the sale ends next week on Tuesday, we are bringing back by popular demand. They sold out last year. Our Gertie shirts, these long sleeve, very cute Gertie Happy Holidays shirts. Will be available again. They're slightly different. They now have a 50th icon on them to mark the 50th anniversary of Disney World. And again, they'll be available starting on Tuesday. They did sell out in about 24 to 48 hours last year, so you'll probably want to get on those real quick. While they continue working on rockwork structures, crews have been adding small details to Journey of Water, inspired by Moana at Epcot, a new walkthrough attraction scheduled to open next year. The tree-like figures wrapped in plastic are themed lampposts. The longer horizontal pole in the image you're looking at now appears to be an archway structure. Around the Tafiti swirl on the tallest rock structure, moss and pink flowers have been added, and the inside of the carved swirl also has been painted blue. Dark paint has been added to the rocks where water will run down to simulate wear and staining. This structure will be at the entrance to the Journey of Water inspired by Moana, while a 16-foot tall statue of Tafiti will be further inside. Walt Disney Imagineering recently shared their own construction update, as well as a look at some of the carvings in the faux rock work, which include Kakamora and, interestingly enough, a Finding Nemo reference at Squirt. And obviously, as this transitions into the seas with Nemo and friends, that makes a lot of sense. I don't know how this is still going to take like another year. If you're putting like moss and flowers and stuff like that on, we're probably not actually a year away. Maybe it's been moved up. I could be wrong, but just doesn't say to me that it's a year away. Guests can groove to a holly jolly new beat at Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind now in its holiday remix at Epcot. You can watch the video right here on our channel. The seasonal overlay features a new song on the ride, which appropriately enough is a medley of classic holiday tunes created exclusively for the attraction. A new version of Run Run Rudolph is featured prominently in the medley, but with altered lyrics to be about the Guardians, including replacing Rudolph's name with Rockets and adding Groot saying, "I am Groot." The medley also includes the music of Deck the Halls and Jingle Bells. The only additional line of dialogue is Rocket referencing the North Pole near the end. The visuals of the ride have not changed, nor is the pre-show or any of the queue. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind Holiday Remix was announced in October at the New York Comic Con. All the vehicles feature the same song. There is no variation right now. See how you watch the video, see how you feel about it. I know people are not real crazy about this soundtrack, nor are they happy that it's just one song, but it is only, I guess, for a couple of weeks. So you're going to have to live with it. And it also comes at the same time as the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special has launched on Disney Plus today as well. If you haven't watched it yet, it is fantastic, and I highly recommend watching. The holidays at Epcot have truly begun as Figment is once again wearing his fan favorite holiday sweater in Journey into Imagination with Figment. Figment wears the sweater in both the Sound Lab and the transition to his own open house. The blue sweater depicts the symbol of the Imagination Pavilion surrounded by diamonds and snowflakes in loving homage to the classic sweaters typically seen during the season. Below the pavilion icon is a pattern representing the glass pyramids that make the top of the building. The 2022 Epcot International Festival of the Holidays began today, if you haven't figured it out by now, and that means new merchandise has arrived. This year, the cast of Frozen can be found on many of the items. We'll take a quick look. There is a spirit jersey for $79.99. There is an adult crew neck long sleeve t-shirt for $36.99. A Dooney and Burke bag for $2.98. There is a Olaf mug, which is $14.99. A light up Olaf ornament for $26.99. A magic band for $39.99. Not a magic band plus, mind you. There is a family limited release pin for $17.99. There's an Olaf and Sven limited release pin for $19.99. And the limited release pass holder pin is $17.99. Not in a store, you'll find Chip and Dale Spork for $2.50. It's a reusable spork. It's plastic. It can be picked up at select holiday kitchens around World Showcase. It's an orange brown with Chip and Dale sculpted on the end of the handle with an acorn. Epcot International Festival of the Holidays is embossed on the handle. And of course, as you always know, we have reviews of every single holiday marketplace going up at WDWNT.com. So if you have any doubt of what you should try or shouldn't try at the event, check out our reviews, please. We've done the work for you. And then later today, probably by the time this video is out, we will have video of that brand new Points of Light Beacon of Magic show on Spaceship Earth, which is, again, brand new for this year's festival. The white Spaceship Earth-inspired panels have been removed from the Epcot parking plaza. Three white triangular sails are usually seen behind the large Epcot sign above the plaza. They may have been removed so the Epcot sign can finally be changed out. This particular sign and these panels have been there since the mid-1990s when the park changed its name from Epcot Center to Epcot. I know for a while it was Epcot 94, Epcot 95, and then, of course, just Epcot. And so we would believe they're finally going to change this to the current logo. It's unclear, but seeing as though this has never been touched otherwise, we would be surprised to see them just reinstall those and not touch the sign. DVC members visiting Walt Disney World Resort will have two new events to choose from soon. Holidays in Hollywood is coming to Hollywood Studios, while the new event at the Top of the World Lounge is bound to be bad. I'm not joking, that's the name. Holidays in Hollywood event is being held at Pizza Rizzo at the studios. Quote, more than just pizza, your festive feast includes delightful dishes inspired by holiday traditions around the world, reads the description. It'll take place on December 12th and 22nd. The price is $159 plus tax for adults, $129 plus tax for youth ages 3 to 20. It includes park admission and a park pass reservation starting at 4 p.m. for each guest. Guests over 21 can enjoy complimentary beer and wine. The Bound to Be Bad event is only available to members with membership extras who are using their DVC membership to stay at a Disney-owned and operated resort hotel. After a delay worthy of the original ship, the Disney Wish Christmas Tree has been installed at Disney Springs for the 2022 Christmas Tree Stroll. We discovered upon visiting the display, it is not a tree at all. It's more of a topiary of the Wish. The Disney Cruise Line display is new for this year's stroll. It can be found next to Deluxe Burger. The ship topiary includes the iconic red Mickey Mouse smokestacks and yellow lifeboats. And the green base is decorated with gold filigree around the Disney Wish logo. Lights shine out of the small porthole windows, and here is what the display looks like at night. It's very cute. Walt Disney World may be completely overhauling their park pass reservation system early next year. Right now, all guests are required to secure a park pass for the park and date of their choice in addition to their ticket. The rumored update will mean guests with date-based theme park tickets will no longer need to make separate park pass reservations. Park entry will be guaranteed with their ticket purchase. Disney will still be controlling attendance just by limiting ticket sales instead of park passes. Annual pass holders will still need to make a park pass reservation for the time being. Park hopping for regular ticket holders will be available at any time instead of just after 2 p.m., it is rumored. It will still be restricted for pass holders, but they will be able to park hop earlier than 2 p.m. These changes will reportedly go into effect in early 2023, possibly as soon as January. We are waiting for official word from Disney. After introducing the upcharged Disney Premier Access service earlier this year as a replacement for the formerly free FastPass service, Tokyo Disney Resort has slowly expanded its availability from two attractions to now three, as well as one show. But now the Oriental Land Company appears to be going all in on Disney Premier Access, adding two new attractions at both Disneyland and DisneySea starting in December. Starting on December 1st, guests who wish to save time waiting for the Happy Ride with Baymax or Splash Mountain may purchase Disney Premier Access for 1,500 yen. It's about $10.84 US. Premier Access will remain available for The Enchanted Tale of Beauty and the Beast at 2,000 yen, about $14.46. Meanwhile, at Tokyo DisneySea, guests visiting from December 9th can purchase Premier Access to ride the Tower of Terror or Journey to the Center of the Earth for 1,500 yen, again about $10.84. Meanwhile, Believe Sea of Dreams will remain at 2,500 yen, along with Soaring Fantastic Flight and Toy Story Mania at 2,000 yen. Additionally, new changes are being implemented starting December 1st to better facilitate the use of Premier Access. Guests may purchase another attraction after 1 hour or whenever the start of their return window is, whichever comes first. Guests can also purchase the same attraction again after using their last pass for the same ride or whenever their return window ends, whichever comes first. Other rules will remain the same. Guests may hold a show and attraction ticket at the same time and may only purchase a show once per person. Disney Premier Access was introduced in May, allowing guests to pay a premium price to skip the standby line. And unlike Genie Plus, attractions are only sold a la carte. This is also how it works at several other Disney resorts around the world, including Disneyland Paris. Sivako, it's not something I'm used to saying this late in the show, because Pandora, the World of Avatar, is not at Tokyo Disney Resort, but the Oriental Land Company seems ready to get on board with the Synergy Machine with a new dessert and a drink to celebrate Avatar the Way of Water at Tokyo Disney Sea. Starting December 1st, guests at Yucatan Base Camp Grill can get a taste of Pandora with two new items. There's a special dessert for 800 yen. It's vanilla mousse, custard, peach, and almond. The dessert is served on a special plate, which ties into the film. And the mysterious planet Pandora is represented by a blue vanilla-flavored mousse, while Pandora's flowers, forest, and fruits are represented by matcha green tea sponge cake crumbles, almonds, strawberry chocolate, and peaches. The distinctive feather-shaped chocolate at the center of the dessert, inspired by the necklace of Neytiri. The special drink is $7.50. It's blue syrup, cacao syrup, and soda. The drink is inspired by the oceans of Pandora and is served in a themed cup. The colors and aroma represent plateaus, water, and forests. The drink is a mix of rooibos tea jelly, elderflower, and passion fruit syrups accented with earthy cacao nibs. Guests can also illuminate the drink to reflect the awe of Pandora. As well, a photo spot featuring life-size sculptures of Jake Sully and Neytiri from the film will be installed in Lost River Delta for guests. There is no listed end date for these promotions. We'd venture sometime around the end of March, when most of the food will likely change for the Tokyo Disney Resort's 40th anniversary. This is so weird. Pandora Avatar has never been a thing at Tokyo Disney Resort. This is the first time. And also, it's in Lost River Delta, which is themed to Central and or South America. It's weird. I'm excited. If we got like a water-based Pandora land at Disney Sea, I mean, it's already the best theme park on Earth. Man, that would be insane. I'm here for it, man. Shanghai Disneyland has announced their Christmas 2022 offerings, including a new cavalcade featuring Zootopia characters and a series of plush called Snowies. Shanghai Disneyland just reopened today after a month-long closure due to COVID-19. The new Disney Winter Frostival will begin on Monday, November 28th. Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde will ride their own snowmobile-inspired Zootopia float in the new Disney Winter Magic Cavalcade. The float also features a Zootopia street lamp and Mr. Big, the Arctic Shrew, crime boss. Chip, Dale, Clarice, Pluto, Goofy, and Clarabelle are walking behind the float in their holiday outfits, followed by a skating Elastigirl and Mr. Incredible leading a Frozone float. Duffy and Shelley May are on their own float with two Snowies. These are figures resembling Mickey and Minnie. The Snowies are also going to be represented in plush that look like snowmen of Mickey and Minnie, wearing hats, scarves, and shoes. These are not quite the snow snows of Tokyo Disney, but I think these are their own kind of cute. I like these. Ice sculptures of various Disney characters will be in front of Enchanted Storybook Castle. And in the photo you're looking at now, Mickey and Minnie are getting ready to go skiing while Chip and Dale snowboard in between them. Belle and the Beast will be dancing in their own ice sculpture as well. For the absolute latest on these stories and more, and all the ones that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check out WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. And the best part is their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT-TV, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the stories in a quick, concise, and fun format, and then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we'll cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at WDWNT-TV, or watch episodes on demand anytime. You can also subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app. We'll be right back.